Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's gorgeous out. I hope you have a great weekend coming up. It's going to be
thanks.
Amazing.
You too.
Thank you so much. Right now, we're going to do, let's do this LaGarza Sports Camp thing. This is amazing. Right now is your chance to score a $500 voucher to LaGarza Sports Camp. And be that's not all. You get qualified for the grand prize, which is an $800 voucher to LaGarza Sports Camp. Here's how you enter. It's so easy. Take the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE, and text it to 20357 right now. If you do that, you're entered to win. That's SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, text it to 20357. Good luck, LaGarza. Let's take care of that summer thing, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Such a good prize. It's amazing. You'll be so happy. Happiness. It's so amazing.
Try to remember last year when you said you got this, and then 2 days in you went, why did I think I had this?
I don't have this.
This is your chance to get it taken care of in advance and have the kids go somewhere great. And then you can go do what you need to, like work or, you know, take care of the house or
whatever it is you want to do. Or just take a nap. Whatever it is that you need to get done. Having your kids someplace where you know they're having a great time. And they're going to come home all tired out from their incredibly fun day where they learned stuff and had a blast. So good. LaGarza. Supposedly, Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign have a record out today. I was unable to find this. Bryn, what about you? Were you able to locate this at all?
No, it pops up a bunch of podcasts about Vultures 2 all over the place, but no.
But no actual audio of... So this was the date that was given, but we don't see it. Maybe you have the... Maybe it's on like that one music service, you know, Yay Music.
Or Tidal.
Sure. That we don't subscribe to, and that's the only place you can... That's possible. I didn't even think of Tidal. So this is their second album together. A lot of ambiguity over whether or not this is actually a thing. I mean, the first one came out, so maybe this one will too at some point. Vultures 2, not out. Or out, and we just can't find it. Dua Lipa is doing double duty this weekend at SNL, so you will probably be seeing her performing. Maybe she'll do like one song from the new album and like a hit from a past album. Like that's, sometimes people do that, right? She wants to play the new music and promote her new album, but she's also hosting the show, so we're gonna, it'll be fun. We'll see all Dua Lipa all the time.
We're gonna get to know her.
Yeah, and tonight, 9 o'clock on Alice, there's an actual special for her new album, which we're gonna listen to a little bit of right now. It's called Radical Optimism. Let me find the exact information about this thing. Dua Lipa's Journey to Radical Optimism. Tonight, 9 o'clock on Alice. It's an album release special and a conversation with Dua herself. to share the making of Radical Optimism, the story behind the songs, all the fun information. It's a good time. That's tonight at 9 right here on Alice. Right now, we're going to listen to some of the tracks. What did you think? This is Dua Lipa's third album. She's amazing.
Yeah,
I love
she's
her.
Great. Uh-huh.
Did you love it?
You know this one here. This is on this album.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Houdini. Yeah. So, obviously, yeah, you know that one.
So, that was like the lead single or something, right?
Right, correct. The next song I have is called French Exit. Here it is. What's it gonna take to right all the wrongs? Cause right now I can give you what you want. Everybody's still dancing. Everybody's holding hands and romancing. Someone's gotta be the last one standing. And I hate that I'm leaving you stranded. But I gotta hit the road.
Very different.
Very different. I mean, still has a dance beat. I can see it, but I was expecting more stuff like levitating and, you know, don't walk out, don't stop now. Like, I really feel like this is, I like it. I like the direction and I like that she's, I feel like she's really featuring kind of some artistry here.
I wonder if a
nice.
French exit is anything like a Vinny exit.
Oh, a French exit?
Like, what does that mean? Did you leave for a soda and never come back?
Let me look that up on Urban Dictionary and see if that's anything fun. French exit, Urban Dictionary.
And by the way, for people like me who have the Vinny exit, it's one of those things where, you know, you
The answer is no. A Vinny exit is nothing like a French exit.
Oh!
Listen, we're gonna leave it at that.
I gotta look it up.
Okay. Type in Urban Dictionary, because, oh, my God.
I also saw that the French exit could also be like the Irish goodbye sometimes.
Well, that's the same as a Vinny.
Sometimes it's interchangeable.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's, I'm going to say that that's, yeah. Yep. That's the not. I would say that never call anything a French exit that isn't the thing from Urban Dictionary, because someone's going to go, I know
well,
what that is.
So is Dua talking about that or something else then?
How
she's
could
definitely
you not? Be talking about that.
She's got to just be talking about the Irish exit, right? The one where you don't say goodbye to anyone.
That's not what came up.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Came
but
up is this other thing.
Yeah. I just looked at that too. Two girls, one cup kind of thing.
It's like that, but it's a guy and a girl, and it's gross. Yeah. Or
my god!
It's fully I gotta go. I have to leave. I can't.
People just make this stuff up.
I hardly knew you, and now you go from. Hello to this?
I'm going to say that in her world, a French exit is something different than what we just saw. I'm going to say it's not that. She doesn't do that.
Others say, yes, that it is very much like the Irish exit, which is the Vinny exit, which is the, I'm going to go grab something, and then you never come back. But, you know, when you have someone like Sarah around, then she yells, he's leaving! He's leaving, everyone, just so you know. If you want to say goodbye, you need to catch him now because he's actually running. But no, he's leaving. I know what he's about to do.
Vinny, I'm going to tell you something. The way to rectify that situation is you go, no, I'm not. And then you just turn around. Your eyes go big and you run. So it's like so obvious that I'm calling you on the right thing. And I'm just trying to let everybody. If you wanted to say anything to him, now's your only chance because he is leaving.
You're supposed to have my back in these situations, not call me out and burn me.
You know, I'm the person that gets left behind, and everyone's like, where the hell did Vinny go? And I'm like, oh, God, I'm not him. I don't know. Why do I have to know?
He went home, everybody.
All right. Anyway, French exit. Learn something new every day.
Yikes.
I can never unlearn that.
By the way, that's just for the record. That's an exit I do not do.
I can't stress that enough. That is not of any exit.
Won't. Never even thoughtfully played with the idea. Yeah. Not even in my head where I'm allowed to do stuff that, you know, I've never thought of that.
No.
Yeah. All right.
The closest you've ever come to that is just like having a person in the room with you when that happens. So. All right.
That was recent, too.
So we're going to just move on from that. Anyone who's listening, who this is on you. If you look it up after hearing our reactions to it, it's on you. You can't blame us.
Well, of course you're going to look it up.
Okay.
How could you not?
Now everyone knows. All right. Right back to Dua Lipa, who does not do that. Her record's called Radical Optimism. And the first song that we heard is a little bit of a departure from what we think we know about her. All right. Go ahead. What else did you like on there? I like that first song. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, this next one here is Training Session, and we play it here on Alice. This is a big one. You may have heard it before. Here
all
it is.
Right.
Good.
This feels like what I expect from her, and it's good. What's the name of this one?
Training Session.
This is a Friday dance party song right here.
Yeah, this is. I don't know if you're going to play Illusion, but we also play that one on the station.
Yep.
If there's oh, great. Oh,
that's
fantastic.
That's what I have next.
Up. Awesome. Great.
All right, here is Illusion.
That's so cool. That's my favorite one that we heard off this record. I think that's great. Was a time when I just threw them. Is there more that you want me to hear?
No, that's it.
That's excellent. I like it. I'm glad. I'm happy for her. Like, she's come along and, you know, people sat up and took notice, and she continues her reign of terror. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really good. So Saturday night, don't forget, she's hosting and is the musical guest on SNL. Maybe she'll just do two songs off of that record.
Yikes. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, mm-hmm. that's, I don't dance, but if I did, I would dance to those songs.
Mm-hmm. You do toe tap, though, so I'm sure you'll be able to participate. Radical Optimism is the name of this record, and tonight, 9 o'clock on the Alice, a whole exploration of the new record. So if you're into it and you want to hear Dua herself talking about some of this stuff, then please join us here on the Alice. See ya. Sia's 10th album is out today. It's called, I know.
Your dad's favorite artist.
Dad, listen up. Oh, Sia. Yeah. She has a bunch of great guests, too. Listen to this. So, Reasonable Woman is the name of the record. This is her 10th album. This is dad's song. This is dad's song right here. The show. So, she has a lot of guests on here. She's got Chaka Khan, Missy Elliott, Kylie Minogue, and Paris Hilton. So she's got some chicks happening with her on here. So let's hear a Reasonable Woman from Sia. What's on this Reasonable Woman record?
All right, so I pulled
record?
Three songs. The first one is Kylie Minogue. Here's Dance Alone.
Okay. I watch you walk away. It's just another day.
Is she
gonna blow this wide open any minute?
Here's
the chorus. All right. I mean, it does
have
a great
part. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. Okay.
Part.
That wasn't Carly on the.
All right, the next one I pulled is Immortal Queen featuring Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
It's called Immortal Queen. Here it is.
Yeah. I do like it.
Did you say Chaka Khan's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, is that her right there?
I don't recognize her from her, you know, many hits, but okay.
All right, what else you got from the Sia record?
Very anthemic, I feel that song was. All right, here is Fame Won't Love You featuring Paris Hilton.
Fame Won't Love You. All right. Is Paris just DJing on this?
No, she definitely sings on this song tonight. Obviously, you can tell this is Sia here. She has some strong choruses, huh?
Yes, she does. Is this my, the Paris part?
I'll just go ahead and jump to Paris part here.
Okay. Fixed in your eyes, or some glimmer of light, tucked dancing for 1 million miles. I look for the smiles, hoping in them I'd find validation for my futile existence.
Here. See it comes to save the day here.
I love the chorus.
The producer worked overtime on that thing, though, didn't he?
Yeah. I think we can make this work. First, we're going to start with auto-tune. So, one of the things I love about Sia, besides her music, is that she's such a huge Survivor fan. Mm-hmm. Like, she's such a huge Survivor fan that there's actually a Sia prize. I don't know how long she's been doing it. I think the first year that she did it was when Ty, our local guy, Ty, was on the show because he refused to let anybody eat the chicken.
I think
he named
right.
the chicken. He loved the chicken. He was kind to the chicken. And she was like an animal welfare person. So she liked that, and since then she's been giving. What does she do? Like 100 grand or 25 grand?
Prize. She has broken it up at times or whatever, but
decides what award she's giving.
A healthy payday for someone who doesn't have to do that.
Right. Absolutely. So there you go. That's what Sia's new record, Reasonable Woman, sounds like. There's definitely some possibilities on that, huh, Dad? You like that, Dad? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Dad? Huh? You like that? Yeah. More than yeah. Like that.
Hand your dad a tissue, Sarah. He's crying again.
He's crying over it. I know. He loves it. God, he's like, my dad's always been sensitive. Like, he would cry watching ice skating, you know, the beautiful ice skating routines that the girls would do.
Come on, Gentry.
It's nice that he's that sensitive, but it is funny. Like, you know, he's like 80-something-year-old guy, and he's like, see ya.
I sure hope that's not the, you know, I didn't used to cry. And then I had kids, and I cry now. And I don't know what the hell happened to me, but I cry. I hope it doesn't get worse. That's real. I mean, is that where this is headed? Will I someday cry at some,
I don't know,
you know,
very
singer,
sensitive.
Singer
maybe.
Song and be like,
you know,
it's so beautiful. Everyone.
It seems like he cries over girl stuff, you know, like almost, well, you know, when you're a parent, like you feel another parent's pride. You see somebody else's kid doing something and it really,
sure.
and it, moves you, you know, you think, oh, that person must be so, it's like an empathetic thing, not like a sadness or, you're just like,
it's a happy cry.
Sure, it is a happy cry. Nothing wrong with it. It's good. Oh yeah, turn this up. I love isolated vocals. I'm unstoppable today.
Breakdown. Only alone I will cry. Pretty cool.
Yeah. My dad probably crying right now.
Oh boy.
Willow Smith has her 6th album out. This is the only song that, even though I've heard other songs, I'm like, oh, you know, she sounds pretty good. I wouldn't be embarrassed to if I were her, if I was listening to these records or whatever. I think she's fine. But that's the only song I can remember, and I think she's 12 when she does that song. She's like maybe in her early 20s now. But anyway, she's got a new record out today. It's called Empathogen.
Hmm. Yep. And here's what I pulled. It's called A Symptom of Life. Just one.
that's cool. I mean, it's kind of cool sounding. I like some of those jazzy. It almost has like a...
Yeah.
Really has a Joni Mitchell thing going on for me. You know, weird little changes and landings on on different chords.
There's a kind of a cool chorus part.
Okay.
Here, so let's into it.
You know, I have no problem with it. I don't know if I'll remember it, but I do hair back and forth, but I whip my hair back and forth. There you go. That's what Willow's new record, sixth album. It's called Empathogen. And I just thought, let's give this a listen really quickly. Back in the 90s, there was a song called Good from a band called Better Than Ezra.
Oh,
and today
I like that song.
Yeah, play me a little bit of It Was Good.
You seem like you sang it right in key again, Sarah.
Incredible. My key, my
this song, you may not know this song if you're listening now. You may be like, it was radio in the 90s, man. That was on a lot.
Yep, that was a hit.
Yep.
It was big. So their ninth album is out today, and it's called Super Magic. But magic is spelled with also a K, M-A-G-I-C-K. Super Magic, Better Than Ezra.
All right, and I pulled one. It's called Live a Little.
Swear to me there's a moral to the story. We all need a taste of glory. So for us, hit the chorus. Go pick it out or go home. You gotta wake up every morning, see the day is a clip. You gotta check out the list before you go to the clip. Cause if you wanna light a fire, then you gotta get lit. You gotta live a little bit, live a little bit, live a little bit.
My taste is a little screwed, but this is my favorite song today. I think it's great.
I wonder if they're getting any live 105 play.
I don't know. Interesting.
They would have back in the day, but I don't know now.
Janie, weigh in on that. All right, I'm out of time. Vincent, what's coming up? There's your new music.
What's coming up is Man or Bear after this.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Alice at 97.3. Happy Friday. We've got your tickets for Billie Eilish. Be listening in about half an hour. Your first shot at Billie Eilish tickets today. 905, 1205 with V-Hale, 505 with Jane. We'll give you code words. You text those to 20357, and you're in the running for a pair of tickets to see Billie Eilish on December 10th at SAP Center.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. With the latest news stories and juicy gossip on your favorite stars, you don't have to miss a minute of the morning show's entertaining banter. Download our full podcast for laughs, insights, and all the latest buzz from the world of entertainment. Did you hear what Britney said?
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. She's
what?
Bananas.
Okay. Another sunny, beautiful day, but the clouds will be coming. They're on their way. They say we may even see some rain tonight in the paper today. Oh, my app doesn't show that, but it's possible for some rain tonight into tomorrow. And it's a cold front, so it's going to cool off after what felt like a full-blown summer day yesterday. It seems hard to believe, but we're going to chill. We're going to cool down on Saturday.
Every little thing's going to be all right.
You like that song, too? I like that song.
I love it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't forget that we have, tomorrow is May the 4th. That's Star Wars Nerd Day. And then Cinco de Mayo, which is the Party People Day on Sunday. So let's do this. It's a big weekend.
Let's do this, party people.
Let's get out there and have some fun, huh?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. This first story, I want to mention it in that there's a couple different things. First of all, the end result is just depressing. I was just like, God.
What the
really?
Hell are you talking about?
Man or bear?
As in they're fighting who wins, like Superman or Batman?
No.
Oh,
no.
Just choose.
I'll ask you the question. Give me a second. The hypothetical question sparks conversation about women's safety. Now, I did watch some of the videos, and there is some lightheartedness to the question, but underlying it all is the answer that is really a bummer. I mean, if you give a crap, and I do. If you were alone in the woods, would you rather encounter a bear or a man?
A bear.
Are you guessing the answer that people gave? Are you giving your answer?
I'm giving my answer.
That's your answer.
Yeah. Yep. Whatever that bear might do to me, I think a man is more dangerous. Not all men. Maybe it's a nice man. Maybe it's a ranger. I'll take my chances with the bear. Okay, what do you got for me? What do people say?
You just blew the... There's the load everywhere. That's
it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sorry that... That happened so fast for you.
Answers to that hypothetical question have sparked an ongoing debate about why the vast majority of women say they feel more comfortable choosing a bear.
Well, neither is comfortable. Like, there's not an awesome outcome guaranteed from either, right?
This was a conversation starter that I believe started on TikTok. But there was a video where women were asked whether they would rather run into a man they didn't know or a bear in the forest. And out of the seven women interviewed for the piece, only one picked a man. Now, again, some of these things were sort of, jokingly, lightheartedly, seemingly fun. But the underlying answer is fact.
Mm.
Bear was the overwhelming choice. That's depressing, man. A number of women echoed responses given in the original video. As this video went viral, there are over now 65,000 responses to the original post. And it's just one of those things that I guess speaks volumes, doesn't it?
You know, here's the thing. I think the vast majority of men are good. I think the humans are many humans are good. I think most humans are good. I think most men are good. But there are really dangerous situations for women. And we come at things, and it's known. We know it. We learn it from a very young age. And men are often, even you sometimes, like, I don't go into a situation the same with the same laissez-faire that you might. You know what I mean? It's like,
I do.
I think there's like more of a danger factor for a woman than for a man. And I'm not saying it's 100% true in every case or even close to that. But I'd be terrified in either situation. A stranger in the, what am I doing? Hey, what am I doing in the woods? Why am I there? What is going on here? Does this guy already kill my other companions too? Or a bear? Like a bear? Oh my God. Like there is no great choice there. But at least maybe I could play dead with the bear. Like maybe the bear is as afraid of me as I am of it. Maybe it doesn't have babies around to kill me.
There were a lot of responses, over 65,000 to be exact, under the original post, with many writing that they understood why women would choose a bear. One wrote, "No one's going to ask me if I led the bear on."
Yes, that is true. There's that. What
Another
were you wearing?
Person
were you
writes,
wearing a short skirt? Did the bear was like, oh, I can smell her legs. I'm going
I know
that.
A bear's intentions, another woman wrote. I don't know a man's intentions, no matter how nice they seem.
Oh, that is so, it's so, these are very well put.
It's really depressing for a guy, for me to hear that. It's really, that is an incredibly huge bummer. But then someone asked a man what he'd rather have their daughter encounter in the woods. And if you asked me that, I would say, well, I'd rather you encounter the man. The man would probably be nice and help you back to your car or whatever.
That's
but I guess
you're
I'm
a nice
fool.
Man. No, it's because you're a nice man.
I'm an idiot then, I guess, because I can't imagine that a bear. Look, I hike all the time. There's times when I'm out and I think, what if I saw a mountain lion right now? And I don't like my chances. Like, I think, man, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I don't even see a rock nearby. Like, yikes. Where am I? Where's my Bear Grylls knife right now when I need it? Nowhere.
That's not because, strapped to your thigh?
No, because I never remember to bring it. So I'm not Bear Grylls because, you know, the cameras aren't on, and I'm not ready to show you how to, you know, whittle a sword.
Quickly.
Anyway, I just thought, well, that is... I mentioned earlier my buddy is on these dating apps now.
Yeah.
And there was this... He kind of hit it off with someone. But then later, as they'd been talking, and there was some conversation about, you know, how busy this lady was. And she's... And he said, hey, I can drop off food. And I thought, you dumb, dumb, dummy head. Like, what woman in her right mind would give you her address and have you over when she's known you for 6 hours? So I have some idea about boundaries, but I didn't know they went to this extent. My goodness.
You know, going back to the original question here, whether or not you want to run into a man or a bear in the forest, it is sad to think that most people are saying that I'd like my chances with the bear better. Because I do, back to my original thought, which is I believe that the vast majority of men are in full control of themselves and whatever they might have going on in their head, they're not out looking for some woman to violate. Like, for the most part, you're better off running into a man in the forest than you are a bear. But not all men.
I thought that was an... I don't love the story. I don't love the result. But I do think it's an important thing for everyone to hear just from the standpoint that that was... Your overwhelming answer was the bear. And I'm thinking, bears are huge.
Yeah.
And hungry.
Yeah.
And yet, all right.
Yeah, I guess having given it a little bit more time and thought about it, I mean, I guess I got
to
go.
You don't have to change your answer because I feel bad about it. I just think it's terrible.
Thinking about it, though, like a bear, like, you know, like maybe I could fight the guy off or outrun him or something. I don't know.
Never mind. But there's, you know, guys... When you're on the dating apps, maybe take this into consideration that they chose the bear, dude. The bear. My goodness. Oh, God.
It really is. It's a sad state of affairs when the bear wins. Some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you.
You know, Sarah has said in the past, and we all, you know, Sarah says. Mm. I mean, it's a new segment on the show. Sarah says. There's a long list of things Sarah says.
Yeah.
You think it was Shakespeare. It's Sarah. You think it was Einstein. It's not. It's Sarah.
E equals MC squared. Everybody.
She's there.
Yeah, there it
she
is.
Did it again.
Oh, man. I got to write that down.
Please get that down, Bryn. Add it to the list. Wedding receptions are supposed to be a time to celebrate the newly married couple with good fun and good food.
Yeah.
Now, Sarah has said, you know, something does have to go wrong at a wedding. Like, it's bad luck. Or what have you said about it?
It's, you want your wedding to be interesting. If it goes off without a hitch, then there's no story to tell you. It's the story of your wedding.
Right.
The story of your wedding. The crazy thing that happened.
Do you want this story, though? Do you want this story? Is this good luck? Or is this bad luck? There was a lavish reception in Mexico that turned into a nightmare.
Uh-oh.
When 100 guests were food poisoned.
That's not what you want.
Guests were celebrating at this big banquet hall in Cuernavaca, south of Mexico City. And they'd just been served a four-course meal when disaster struck.
Uh-oh.
I'll do it. Never mind.
Dun, 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 dun.
Victims complained of stomach cramps, dizziness, and stuff exiting both sides of them.
Oh, that's the worst, isn't it? Just, there's no place for it all.
Video showed guests bent over while waiting for the ambulance to arrive. Sickness was reported and blamed on food poisoning brought on by wild mushrooms that were part of the menu.
Oh, now this happened fast, huh?
It happened while still in the celebration.
Because don't they say it takes a little time? I mean, that's like full-on poisoning,
It can take a little time, and we often don't even associate that headache we got later in the day or the whatever. You don't tie it to, oh, maybe I got something from that food I ate.
Right.
But in this case, there was no question.
Mm.
It was these mushrooms, and they food poisoned more than 100 guests that had to be taken to the hospital from the wedding. So tell me now, Sarah.
All right, I tell you now.
Cursed? The wedding, is it cursed? Well, the wedding's obviously cursed. Is their marriage cursed? Or is this the story that keeps them together forever?
Well, there's a couple factors at play here.
Oh, boy, this will be good.
It's not that good. Did anyone end up dying?
So far, no one has passed.
It's not a great omen. But if everyone lived, I feel like maybe this is the story. Like, I mean, think about that. What if at your and Christina's wedding, it's been now, I don't even know how long, 5 years since you guys got married, whatever it is. If that had happened at your wedding, like, by now, we'd have told that story a bunch of times. Like, it would take on a life of its own and be this sort of lore of, it's not an auspicious beginning, but it is a story.
First of all,
yes?
If any of the attendees are lucky enough to have a radio show where they can turn this into material
gold
for their, then sure, I'd say, all right, I'm with you.
Oh.
At least someone turned this into, there's an upside. It's been turned into a bit and it lives forever.
Boy, everyone.
Besides that, I'm
so
telling
sick.
You right now, that marriage is doomed.
Oh, you're going as full on doomed.
Oh, doomed.
I'm just trying to find a way where it survives, man. They've set up a makeshift, like, triage tent. Everyone is leaned over barfing. Like, the videos for this, hideous.
It's real. 100 people went to the hospital. And I'm telling you, here's what it comes down to. Stuff works on your head. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's the bride or the groom, something, you're sitting there going, what did we do to deserve this? What kind of sign am I? And then that first fight happens between the two of you, and you're like, I knew we were doomed. And maybe you hold, you figure it out that time. But if that's your headspace where you're like, man, from go. We were bleeped from go.
Yeah, it's not an awesome start.
Yikes. Oy. How about a fast fact?
I would love a fast fact. I feel so bad for these people.
Fast.
Distraction.
George Lazenby.
Oh. Lazenby. I know that name. He was Tarzan.
No. Well, maybe, but he was also James Bond. George Lazenby offered a 7-movie deal to play James Bond.
Really?
But only played him once on Her Majesty's Secret Service because his agent convinced him that Bond would be archaic in the liberated 1970s.
Oh. Well, that was a huge mistake.
Major, huge, gigantic mistake that agent really...
Have you seen that one? Do you
guy's
work?
I would think that I have. He doesn't stand out to me, though. Like, Roger Moore was my Bond originally, and then someone told me, he's the worst. Look back at Sean Connery, and I looked at Sean Connery and was like, oh, that guy does actually appear to be able to beat someone up. I'm with them. Sean Connery seems a little more sturdy. And yet, you know, Roger Moore, that was my first guy.
Right.
Lazenby, though, could have been the man. 7 pictures. And his agent talked him out of it?
Mm-hmm. And then has he done? And, you know, turns out he didn't even do Tarzan.
People forget this. George, your agent works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not the other way around. You don't go, all right, well, since you said, George, you're supposed to go, no, dude, a 7-picture deal. Like, we're in the money. 7 pictures? It'll be a miracle to get 7. Any actor who can get 7 pictures out of a career is not only set for life, but man, most don't get 7 pictures.
He's a good looking guy too. Like he could have done it. He's okay looking. I mean,
George Lazenby or a bear?
George Lazenby.
Oh, all right.
He's an older guy now. Is he even still alive?
So you could take him if he's in his 80s.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Great.
Oh, no, he's alive. He's alive. 84.
Tarot cards were originally invented in Europe in the 1400s as a regular card game.
Oh.
Fortune tellers didn't start using them until the late 1700s.
They are in suits and like in numbers. It's interesting. I love tarot cards. There's something very sexy, mysterious about them.
Marvin Gaye's real last name was Gay without the E at the end. He added the E early in his career when there were questions about his sexuality.
Oh, I see. Just wanted to make it less gay.
So he just put a hat on it? Like, that's, what are you, what? I'll just throw an E at the end and that'll change the whole impression of what may or may not. All right, if you say so.
I don't know.
I love this guy's voice. Oh.
Butter. Like syrup.
Beautiful.
Good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vinny, you almost certainly didn't see the Lazenby Bond because almost nobody has. It's the worst reviewed Bond of all time.
Oh.
It could be true. I may not have seen it. It doesn't stand out. But I am a Bond fan. And one of the things that got me when I look back at the Sean Connery ones is he fights girls. Like, that was an era when... Like, he punches pussy galore. Punches her.
Mm.
Or throws her. I can't remember which one, but it's like you're all, whoa!
He just hit he clocked a chick.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, times have changed.
I asked my husband the bear question about me, and he said, the bear. Oh. However, he's a jealous guy. Mm. Super hot and conquered.
Mm.
Is your name super hot?
Super hot.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a super hot chick, and so he doesn't want her, hooking up with any guy. Well, I was helpless. I was in the forest, and the guy and I decided to.
510 says the marriage fight will be about who insisted on having that dish with the mushrooms at the reception.
Oh,
so someone's going to catch the blame for that.
Yeah, that'll be the end of the marriage. No, they're right. That's a solid text there.
It's better than PCP and the clam chowder, says 415.
That is true. What it was? They were all on PCP during the filming of like Titanic or something?
I don't know.
Some James Cameron story?
Yeah, that's right, Sam.
Was it PCP or was it acid? I can't really remember. Oh, okay.
I think it was PCP because acid isn't always... Yeah.
That's not what you want from your clam chowder. You just want, you know, a full belly of clam chowder, not so PCP.
Bears will usually run when you yell at them and tell them no, says 510. God damn it. This is just an awful look, guys, really.
Yeah. I will say, maybe it'll be Ranger Smith from Yogi Bear? That guy seems very nice, helpful.
You know what's funny is my mom, when she was visiting, that has nothing to do with actual bears and that men somehow are worse. This is about Yogi Bear, actually. And she mentioned Yogi Bear to my youngest because my mom is of that era. Yeah. And my youngest went, huh? And so to the YouTube, boo-boo. Everyone runs. And next thing you know, a picnic basket. All I have to do is say that. And Edie like cracks up. I'm like, oh, God.
Start calling her, hey, boo-boo. That can be her new nickname.
Hey, Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
Oh, well, I should have that up here. A diva on a roller coaster and a TikTok deal.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.